Holding on to anger is like grasping a hot coal with the intent of throwing it at someone else. You are the one who gets burned. Buddha. Imagine a world of complete and utter harmony, satisfaction, and sheer bliss. Now think of your life. It's somewhat different, right? The thing is, that's totally okay. Anger, fear, and frustration are as much a part of the human experience as any of the above feelings of peace and well-being. It's an inescapable fact. The key is identifying the causes of your anger, to fully recognize it and take responsibility for it, to see it for what it is, an outward expression of some deeper cognitive dissonance in your mind. When you can do that, you can go about constructively reducing its impact on your life in a negative fashion, and even direct the energy it brings to the surface into more positive avenues. That is really what anger management is all about. 1. Identifying the underlying causes of your frustrations. 2. Dealing with these issues directly until they no longer have an effect over you. I'm not saying that this is an easy process by any means. It is not. It's a journey like every other psychological self-development path you will find yourself on. But like any other, it will be well worth the time and effort you will put into it. My aim for this book is to both lay out the principles and concepts behind the feelings of anger and rage, but more importantly, to give you the knowledge and tools to better deal with them when they arise, to lessen the impact they have on your life in an adverse manner, and even find ways to make them work in your favor. The following chapters will show you just that, so approach this with a fresh and open mind, and hopefully you will gain some insights to ultimately lead a more harmonious life going forward.